With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump and Vice President Vance are touting the positive impacts of the administration's economic policies as 2026 begins, with a view toward the midterm elections in November. Speaking on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network, Mr. Vance points to the latest GDP report showing the U.S. economy is on the right track.
Q4 GDP growth was 4.3%. That blew away economists' expectations. So many people predicted runaway inflation because of the president's economic policies. They have been proven wrong. Inflation is lower than it was when we took office, and certainly lower than it was during the height of the Biden inflation.
The vice president went on to say that Americans will feel the benefits of President Trump's trade deals, with international investment money coming home to the U.S. to support manufacturing for domestic labor. As for the president, he addressed the House GOP retreat, saying that Republicans can run strong on the administration's economic policies and expect support from American voters. He also said Democrats should be applauding the capture of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro.
You know, at some point they should say, you know, you did a great job. Thank you. Congratulations. Wouldn't it be good? I would say that if they did a good job. Their philosophies are so different. But if they did a good job, I'd be happy for the country. They've been after this guy for years and years and years.
In Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez has become the country's interim president.
Rodriguez was part of a group of senior officials in Maduro's administration that now appears to control Venezuela, and had previously overseen much of Venezuela's oil-dependent economy and its intelligence service.
That is correspondent Luke Garrett reporting. It's a strong day on Wall Street so far. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 460 points, the NASDAQ up by 102, and the S&P 500 up by 35. This is SRN News. Christians in Nigeria are hoping 2026 brings peace.
The plight of believers being violently persecuted by Muslim terrorists has drawn the eyes of the world in recent years, and in the final days of last year, President Trump launched airstrikes against those terror groups. The hope of religious freedom advocates around the globe is that the Nigerian government will rouse itself and make the destruction of radical Muslims a priority. But critics point out that most of the top government positions are occupied by Muslims, with mostly Muslim constituencies. Michael Harrington reporting.
Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz has decided not to seek a third term amid a fraud scandal involving the state's child care programs. Pro-life advocates hope his replacement will be less radical when it comes to the issue of abortion. Walz worked with Democratic majorities in both legislative chambers to chart a more liberal course in state government, and that includes the issue of abortion as well. This is SRN News. Swiss authorities say the site of the deadly New Year's Swiss bar fire was long overdue for some safety inspections. The BBC's Imogen Folks has more from Geneva.
The admission raises yet more questions about this disaster. How, at the last inspection in 2019, could the ceiling insulation foam have been ruled safe? How did the authorities not notice social media photographs of young people waving sparklers close to that ceiling? Crans-Montana's authorities say they do not plan to resign, but it is possible they, like the bar owners, could face prosecution.
The fire left 40 people dead and more than 100 injured. Elon Musk's AI chatbot Grok is under fire for generating sexualized images of women and children without consent. On Tuesday, Britain's technology official demanded urgent action from Musk's platform X. More on these stories at srnnews.com.